Follow us on the social media. He's the John Senning. I am at Drew Garabo. A lot of cat stuff.
I'm still kind of surprised this story isn't getting the run that it feels like it should. And I don't know, maybe this is too kind of grand of a statement, but I don't know if it's that pendulum we talk so much about, because it feels like a few years ago, stories that were far less tantalizing than this were getting major, major run and overtaking the news cycle. And now this is still a bit of a cliff note on most major news sources. Yeah. On the afternoon of May 3rd, Roger Fortson opened the door of his Florida apartment with a gun in his hand, and he was immediately shot 6 times by a sheriff's deputy responding to a complaint about an argument. Fortson's supporters point to the deputy's rapid decision to open fire and his mere presence at the apartment, where the Air Force senior airman was apparently alone and was in the midst of a FaceTime conversation with his girlfriend. They say that's proof that it was a blatantly unjustified killing in the latest tragedy involving a black American being shot at home by law enforcement. Authorities, meanwhile, have seized on Fortson holding a gun when he answered the door to cast the shooting as a clear-cut case of self-defense for a deputy confronted with a split-second life-or-death decision. Investigators will consider these factors when deciding whether or not to charge the deputy in a case that also reflects the realities officers face every day in a country where millions of people carry guns, especially in Florida. Policing experts say Fortson simply holding a gun when he opened the door was not enough justification to use deadly force. But investigators will also have to consider what information the deputy knew when he responded and whether Fortson showed any behavioral indication that he posed a threat. We'll work through more of the details here as much as we can. We've shared them a bit, but what we know now is the officer showed up to report of an argument in an apartment. I don't think we have it even tied down on whether or not it was the apartment he was supposed to be going to. In the body cam footage, it does show the officer chatting with a neighbor before he goes in. Knowing what we know now, is it okay or not okay to charge this deputy with manslaughter or murder or whatever variation might exist?
Somewhere along the line, the cops got bad information. Whether it was from the 911 call or this neighbor or whatever, they got bad information that there was an argument and someone got slapped in an apartment. That led to them knocking on the door, allegedly identifying themselves as cops. We could maybe hypothesize that while they knocked on the door and announced themselves as cops, this gentleman was retrieving his handgun, because if my door is knocked on late at night and I wonder who it is, there's a very good chance I might grab my .380 and answer the door with it in my hand. Should I be shot and killed? Because I, as a legal gun owner, I'm opening the door with a gun in my hand? 727-579-1025.
And from what I understand and have seen, he doesn't pick the gun up. Like, it's not like the officer opens the door and the gun is pointed in his face.
Right.
It is not. So let's say that going to the door was a mistake. It was the wrong door.
Right.
I think you got to charge this guy.
I hate to say this because it is a thin blue line that protects us from criminals, but when a cop guns down a man in cold blood who did nothing but open his door, shouldn't that cop be charged with murder? At least charged.
Unless there's some major details about something that was happening in that apartment, you know, which the girlfriend who's on the FaceTime, if we're going to believe her, says they're having a normal, calm conversation. There was no, you know, it seems as if this was not the apartment.
Right.
So you've got somebody, you're on a call, you know, in a perfect world, you hear every word, but let's say he's on a call in the other room and there's a pounding on his door. In this day and age, I don't think it's the craziest thing ever to grab your gun. You open the door and are immediately shot and killed. Like, with no split second, and you know, now we're working through the details of, is answering your door with with a gun in your hand, if it's the police, a death sentence? I think that's the question.
And it's a fair question, because I think any of us who have a gun and someone unannounced knocks at the door late at night and we don't hear them identify themselves as police, we shouldn't be shot and killed if there's a cop on the other end.
You know, and this article from Fox 13 references it, and I do think it is important to not totally bury how dangerous of a job these officers are doing.
Right.
And you know, don't ask me why the story was completely just silenced immediately, but I think a couple days before this or after it was that shooting in North Carolina where they were serving a warrant, and four members of the task force, police officers, were killed while serving a warrant. So it is not lost on me how dangerous it is to serve these warrants or go up to any door at any time. But I just think in Florida, where everybody's got a gun, I don't know that the presence of a gun is a clean shoot.
727-579-1025. Drew Graba live with John Senning. Who are you?
Andrew.
Andrew, okay or not okay to charge the cop with murder for shooting this airman in cold blood?
Well, I have a question. Do we know if when cops knock on the door, they say, police, open up.
Right.
But if he had a gun near him after the police announced, then yeah, they didn't know he shouldn't be. If you say, I'm the police, open the door, you probably should say, there's a gun in here before you are, you know, let them know, like if you get pulled over, you let a cop know there's a gun in your car. So if they say, police, open up, and you're near a gun, I mean, you can't just answer the door with a gun in your hand.
Can you not? Because, like, there's no reason the cops should be there. They don't have a warrant. So I don't know that that's really a cop.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think murder, maybe, and like I said, I'm not on the side of police on a lot of things, but if you say this is the police and you think you're there to find somebody who's dangerous and they open the door, even if it's the wrong person and they have a gun, but in your mind you think that's a dangerous person, it's life or death for you as the cop. So I think to be safe, you have to drop the weapon and open the door without a weapon in your hand.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't have the gun pointed at the cops.
And it's like all these little details that we now are forced to kind of like, what? So let's say he's in the other room and he's in an active FaceTime and he doesn't hear them say that it's the police. He just hears a pounding on the door.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you are at somebody else's residence, and it seems at this point there was no reason to be there.
Right.
So it's almost like the burden comes on the man who's inside his home with someone pounding on the door to not get himself killed. I think that's the part that's hard to wrap your head around. I'm in my home. I'm talking to my girlfriend. Someone's pounding on my door. Maybe I don't hear that well. Maybe I've been engaged in the conversation I'm having. All I know is someone's pounding on the door.
Right.
So because I didn't hear the exact words, I have to die now?
No way.
I don't like that.
No way. You've got the right to bear arms, especially in your own home. And would it be great if you heard him say police and you believed him and then you – but like – what's to stop a criminal from going, hey, cops, open up? And then you open up the door and they shoot and kill you.
Yeah, that's tough.
Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, this is Steven.
Steven, what do you think? Okay or not okay to charge a cop with murder who gunned down this airman in cold blood?
Well, before I voice my opinion, let's put it into perspective. Let's say the guy didn't answer the door and the cop kicks the door in because he's an officer, and they do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the guy guns down the officer. What's the guy going to go through at that point?
Probably going to be charged with murder.
So why shouldn't the cop be charged with it?
It's a great question.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I think really, you know, hopefully details come out about why they were there and what was going on and if this was even remotely the door. Because if you're at the wrong door, I just think the burden is totally off of the guy who's inside of his own home.
Yes.
Like, if you're telling me something's proved where he was arguing this with this woman on a FaceTime or something, and to the point where somebody felt the need to call the police, still not a completely clean shoot, in my opinion. But if this dude is just sitting in his own home, I find it hard to believe that him answering an aggressive knock on the door with a gun should mean he's dead.
The young lady who was shot while the cops were serving a warrant somewhere.
Brianna.
Yeah. Nichols?
Maybe. Now, that one, I mean, I know that a lot of people are upset about it, but that one seemed to have some more, because I think there was an exchange of fire, wasn't
right.
there?
Yeah, there was, and, like, there was a warrant being served at that house, right? It wasn't the wrong house. There was a warrant being served at that location. This one, if we are to believe what we know already, there was no crime being convicted in the late Mr. Fortson's home. He was just sitting there having a FaceTime conversation with his girlfriend. And they shoot right away. Like, if you've seen the body cam video, like, they just open the door. The dude's there with the gun in his hand. They shoot and kill him repeatedly.
So, yeah, but by the way, they were that was Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, sorry.
And that was in it was in Louisville, Kentucky, and they ended up busting the door down.
Yeah.
And the guy shot, and they returned 32 shots in return.
Oof.
The guy that was actually shooting was unhurt, but his girlfriend was sleeping in a bedroom behind him, and they shot through the wall and killed her.
By the way, the cops reject the theory that they were at the wrong house. Like, the police department said, they were at the right house.
I think there's going to, obviously, that was something that would all flush out in, you know. I mean, if he was in there by himself, then was there an argument going on the FaceTime?
Maybe. But, I mean, because you have an argument on FaceTime, a noise complaint, you shoot and kill somebody?
And that being said, how long does it take for you to raise your gun and shoot somebody?
The second.
Like if in a fantasy world, let's just say that this guy was going to shoot, how long does it take it to raise his gun and shoot the cop?
Right.
You know, I don't envy the police officer's position, and I don't know that he went there to murder somebody.
Mm-mm.
But you'd like to think you get, you know, 10 seconds, 5 seconds of a little bit of benefit of the doubt that person is just answering their door after hearing a commotion and not there to kill you.
And something that we've said and not a lot of people are saying, the same police department, Okaloosa County, had an incident 6 months ago where a deputy responded and reacted to the sound of a falling acorn hitting his patrol vehicle by firing multiple rounds of the vehicle.
I think we did it in the drones. Yeah. I think we played the audio. Yeah.
Yeah, so not for nothing, but that doesn't exactly scream competent police department.
And I think people paid for that. I think there was a bit of an investigation into finding out that they all suck.
Yeah. St. Pete Savage, if someone is knocking on my door late at night, I'm going to ask for them to identify themselves before I open the door with a gun in my hand. Well, that's stupid. No offense, but...
Well, wouldn't anybody do that?
Yeah, I mean, you can have the gun in your hand.
Why would you open the door?
Right.
That'll be my question.
Yeah, I'm not opening that door without a gun in my hand.
Well, I think that's what he's saying.
That's stupid. Yeah. Drew Grabo live with John Senning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. My question would be, could this gentleman see, like, a lot of times there's a peephole or a window next to the door. Did he not try to look to see who it might be?
I don't think there was a peephole. I don't think I saw one in the body cam footage.
I think there is a peephole.
There is a peephole?
Yeah, there is definitely a peephole.
Because if there was a way to see, if there's, just in my humble opinion, if there was ever a government official coming to speak with me, I definitely wouldn't have a gun in my hand at any point, whether it was a police officer or the mayor or
sure.
any. I think, you know, I just feel like that's a bad idea. So I feel like if he definitely could see that they were cops, totally his fault. But also, I think the cops should be charged with murder.
Thank you.
And that's the thing, too, is that this is not a career criminal. This is not a guy who, from anything we've seen, is, you know, I don't think he wanted to kill a cop. I don't
No.
think he knew the cops were there and wanted to face off with them with guns. I believe there was some sort of breakdown in communication. Whether he didn't know who it was, I don't know why it went down the way that it did, but I don't know that this man should be dead, because he shouldn't be.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Experts are saying gun alone does not justify deadly force and fatal shooting of Roger Fortson, who opened the door of his Florida apartment on May 3rd with a gun in his hand and was immediately shot 6 times by a sheriff's deputy responding to a complaint about an argument. And like John said, I'd like to echo the fact that many times, especially in these last few years, cops are opening a door to be ambushed. Like they get shot and killed.
You want to hear a little bit of this?
Yeah.
I won't put it all the way to the...
Yeah.
My name is Tim Leith. I was sitting at a red light.
I'm sorry. That's not it.
Well, the girl sounded scared, the one that called. She was saying
that
it sounds like it's getting really out of hand.
So it's
getting
number 4 now.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a lady telling
him about... Sorry.
So it's getting number 4 now.
Yeah.
Okay. You favor, we stand out there and drink and the deputy is coming to this area?
It's not, you're going to go up to the 4th, but it's going to be on this side.
Gotcha.
Can you pause it just for a sec? If cops are investigating a noise complaint and they go to the apartment and they don't hear any noise, I don't know.
Like, have you not investigated the complaint? Yeah.
Like, sorry, ma'am, I don't hear anything.
Well, that being said, I think if you are investigating what is a violent, you know, eventually you can hurt somebody so much they're not going to make any more noise.
That's true. And if she thought she heard someone getting slapped. Okay, sir. Yeah.
He's at the door.
Okay.
A lot of burglars.
A lot of bird ambiance.
Well, there was no identification there with that knock.
I didn't hear them say police.
All those damn birds were so loud he couldn't hear anything.
A whole lot of birds.
So he's like walked away from the door at this point.
Just knocked and then
and
walked
then, like,
away.
He's like walked to the side of it.
Okay.
Sheriff's office, open the door.
That's pretty okay. Loud. That's a pretty.
Yep.
Sheriff's office, open the door.
Oh.
And then they just open the door.
I mean, he opens the door and just starts. You want to know what's kind of messed up?
Tell me.
Is that he's not even really looking at the door.
Yeah.
Like his body cam footage is in the direction of his body. So he's knocked. And at this point, he's walked away from the door a couple times. So when he knocks on the door that last time, his body is facing down the hallway. So he has to kind of like turn over. Like as soon as the door cracks, like there's no chance that he's even grasped what is fully going on, because he's, when the door opens in that split second, he's looking down the hallway. I don't know, man. I can see this guy getting charged.
Either way, that county is going to cut a huge check to the surviving family.
Yes.
True Gob Alive with John Senning, but that's not going to bring him back, unfortunately.
Crump don't play.
Hello.
Hey, Drew. I think they ought to charge him with at least manslaughter.
Yeah, maybe not murder, but manslaughter, wrongful death, etc., would probably be the right move, right?
Yeah. Can I ask you another thing? Exactly.
Yeah.
Was it a... I hate to ask it this day and age. You got to ask it. Was it a black on white crime or white on black or black on white on white?
They have not released the identity of the officer yet, I don't believe.
Yeah, but the gentleman who was killed was indeed a black gentleman.
All right, good enough.
May I ask why? And I'm just asking you. Ask your question. I'm going to ask why it matters.
Oh, because I'm sure it matters. Because if it was you know, I'm sure some like Sharpton or somebody would be involved.
Well, yeah, Benjamin Crump, he's the guy.
Ben Crump, who is active in civil rights lawsuits, is involved. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Nothing. You keep asking what it had to do. I told you it had to do with it because civil rights would have been involved. That was all.
But they are.
Okay. I didn't know. I was asking.
Okay. Just asking. I'm just asking questions and you're asking questions.
Seems like you're poking.
Ben Crump, I was. Ben Crump finds cases like this, you know, and in this case, good. Like, thank God that someone's there to represent the family of the surviving man who served our damn country.
What if they like somehow get the audio of the FaceTime and there was a violent verbal argument going on in this FaceTime, and this guy's enraged.
Right. Like, he's yelling, he's like, screaming, bitch, at her. I'm going to kill you.
Which, at this point, we have to imagine if that's the case, this woman is now covering for him. And who knows? Does the legal team get to her immediately and say, hey, you need to shut your mouth?
Yes. Absolutely. Ben Crump or whoever gets to her and says, listen, you were having a civil conversation at a normal level. Because, like, why did the cops get called? Like, why did that nosy Karen neighbor call the cops?
Well, and I think hearing what I just heard, the argument for him having no idea that the police are there, because to go back to your point, if you don't think it's the cops, if you're not sure it's the cops, why would you open the door?
Right.
So you either think it's not really the cops or it's the cops. So you're either it's he doesn't deserve to be dead, but the decision making is hard to wrap your head around if you heard them say it was the cops three times and then you decided to still answer the door with a gun in your hand.
Because when he answers the door, you just heard the cops say sheriff's office.
Yeah.
So it, you know, again, doesn't mean he deserved to get shot and killed. It just raises a question mark of why you would hear that and then have a gun. But maybe you just thought, I can have the gun in my hand way down here and I'm not going to get shot and killed. It's my house.
Yeah, that would be, I hate to say, like, giving in to the stereotype, but I mean, I don't know. There's many, specifically black men out there who are like, hey, let me casually open the door for the police with a gun in my hand. I'm sure this is going to go well.
It's true. I'd have that gun way across the room.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I mean, this guy is, he's in the Air Force. He's, seems to be generally respected. He was a functioning human being. This is not, a career criminal out there who was seemingly ready to just open fire on the police.
Man who served our country. Thank you for weighing in. Great opinions, great questions, great everything. Great job not letting yourself get poked, sir. Well done. And when we come back, I will tell you today's 5:30 fun fact, which has to do with a very sad day in American television history. An idol of mine said goodbye. Achieva Credit Union is doing something really cool on Saturday, May 25th. I believe that's next Saturday at Coachman Park in Clearwater. It's going to be Honor Fest 2024. I'll be out there with the bone. That is to honor and sacrifice those men and women who laid down their lives for this country. It's a free event with live music, a parade, special Memorial Day ceremony. More info is available at clearwaterhonorfest.com. This is just one of the many things that Achieva Credit Union does for our community. When you bank with a credit union as opposed to a bank, you are indeed spending your money locally. The decision-making when it comes to loans and all that good stuff made locally. Achieva got its start so many decades ago when a bunch of teachers got together after being denied a loan at the bank, and they pooled their money together and started Achieva Credit Union. Go to AchievaCU.com to find out how you can join. ACHIEVACU.com.